Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great, a great 3 hours in store for you. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Lots going on in the National Basketball Association. Of course, there's always NFL stuff to get into. And New York, the firing squad was out. So we'll get into that and more with baseball. So let me bring in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? What's happening?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I heard you had something going on today. You feeling all right?
What's that?
I heard you had something going on today. You feeling all right?
Nah, I'm feeling a little. If I fall asleep during the show, it's not because Rob G chimed in too much.
That's actually not a bad one. You heard Craig Melvin liked it. So
that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Craig Melvin liked everything, but yeah, I'm a little down, a little
under the
weather. Verklempt. Nah, just energy wise, sapped. I just got my second shot. So,
Did you after your first one? How'd you feel?
I felt fine. I really didn't feel anything. I just feel a little tired. That's all. I don't feel sick at all. I'm hoping that I don't get anything or I don't. Everybody's been telling me. I've had, like, conversation with people, and they're like, they all got sick, or they felt like, yeah, most of them. Did you get sick when you got
I only had the one. I had the Johnson & Johnson, and I mean, I didn't feel anything at all. Like, I was fine. But we got a neighborhood chat, you know, in our neighborhood, and there were people that said they, for, like, 48 hours, they were sick. Like,
yeah. So, everybody I talked to said they had, like, a – maybe 24 hours felt a little something, you know, different chills. Or my buddy in Denver had the second shot. He texted me, Rod, and he was like, he had the chills. He was asking me if I was even going to work today. And I was like, unless I don't feel right. You know what I mean? Like, So knock on wood, I feel a little tired, but I don't feel sick at all. Knock on wood again. And hopefully I'll just get through it. Get a good night's sleep and wake up tomorrow and be ready to roll. But I'm glad that I'm fully vaccinated so I can make my tour of America this coming summer.
All right, well, let's do it.
20 city trip that I'm going to do.
20 city trip? Driving?
Not flying.
I would like to drive cross country.
Not five.
I'm going to do that one day. Six. Maybe when I retire. Just stop in different places, chill for a few days.
Check out the rest stop food all over the country.
Go to the Grand Canyon, go to, you know, just different places. Hit them up. But anyway, all right, we got David Aldridge joining us at the bottom of the hour. You know that's going to be great. So let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get it popping. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is back. That's always nice on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And we got super producer Rob G in full effect. And you heard him with the update. At the top of the hour, David Gascon, the Gas Man on the Odd Couple. All right, here we go, Rob. Russell Westbrook, and you heard me last night. During the show, I was updating his numbers. He had 19 assists with like 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. So you knew something special was in store. And Russell Westbrook winds up with 14 points, 21 rebounds, and 24 assists. In a victory over Indiana. And the dude is playing remarkable basketball. He became one of only two players in NBA history to have a 20-rebound, 20-assist game in their career. The other, Wilt Chamberlain. Westbrook's done it twice, Rob. Wilt Chamberlain did it once. So high praise deserved for Russell Westbrook. He's going to average a triple-double for the fourth straight, or not straight, but for the fourth season of his career, which is incredible. Only one person has averaged a triple-double for a season besides Westbrook, and that's Oscar Robertson, who did it one time. And so that sparked some nonsense, some straight-up nonsense from his coach, Scott Brooks. Here you go.
I used to always say he's going to probably go down as the third best point guard ever, but I think he's past one, and he's going to go down as probably the second best. And one is obviously Magic. He's going to, what he does, there's no point guard has ever done it. Nobody.
All right. Look, I'll start out positive. First of all, I like Russell Westbrook's game. I said it today on the Herd, Rob. He is an individual, an incredible individual phenom. He's a spectacle. Like, he's very reminiscent to me of Allen Iverson. Just does incredible things on the basketball court that very few other players in history could do. I'm ready to say Russell Westbrook's one of the top five athletes to ever play in the NBA. I mean, I'm just throwing this off the top of my head, but LeBron, Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson for his size to do what he did, and Westbrook. Like, I mean, we can argue that, but he's in there. I'll give him that. And I'll give Scott Brooks that there's not another point guard, maybe Magic Johnson, who could put up the numbers that Westbrook's put up. There's not another point guard outside of Magic that probably could average a triple-double. So I'll give it, and if that is Scott Brooks' measurement of what a great point guard is, I guess so. So he's got Magic one. Magic never averaged a triple-double, but I think he could have. But to say Russell Westbrook is the second greatest point guard, even to say he was the third, I don't know who he had third. You have Isaiah Thomas, you have Steph Curry, Oscar Robertson. To say Westbrook is even third is out of pocket, because he's not. He's an all-time great, Hall of Famer, legend, icon, who 30 years from now, we will be saying Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double 4 years. LeBron never did it. Magic never did it. Penny Hardaway never did it before he got hurt. Jason Kidd never did it. We'll see if Luka and Jokic start doing it, then it'll lose some of its power. But to this point, no one else can do it, and that will make him a guy we talk about in awe-inspiring ways forever. So I got no, like, he's great. But there ain't no way he's the second best point guard of all time. And I'll say that if I had to start a team with a point guard, I'd pick a lot over Westbrook, as great as he is. Because I think it can be hard to win with – it's like Iverson. It was hard to win with him because there's the way they play. Tremendous individual whirlwinds. But, God, it's hard to build a team. You got to build it perfect. Like, Rob, you were there. Well, you were covering the league when Larry Brown built that team around Iverson that got to the finals in 2001 in Philadelphia. Yep. If Westbrook had a Larry Brown to do that for him – I think he could lead the team to the finals and maybe more. But that's what it takes. They specially built that team around Iverson because he was so different and unique, and that's what Westbrook would need.
Yeah, I just think this is your classic example of a prisoner of the moment. And what I mean by that is what he's doing and how he's playing right now is mind-boggling. You know, just you got to give him his props on how well right. he's playing. But I think people are glossing over a lot. The last time I saw him in the playoffs with Harden, he couldn't make a shot. You know, like, right. like I remember those. Do you remember those moments, Chris, where he's going through, he can't make an open jump shot? So I've seen the really bad as well, and I'm not just here to pick on him because I think when you coach a player and you want to, you know, make them feel good about what they're doing, I just think people go over the top, and that's what Scott Brooks did hear it in just proclaiming. I mean, the only other thing he could have just said is he's the best point guard ever. I mean, even he couldn't say.
Why didn't you just go there, right?
Even he couldn't say that because he knew that would be ridiculous. like because he hasn't won anything, and there's a lot of other issues that go on in calling somebody the greatest of all time. So I think even he had to pump the brakes and realize I can't overdo it. Otherwise, nobody will take me seriously at all. You know what I mean? Like, right. Had he put that out there. So I think that he caught himself and was
That's
like, okay,
point.
Yeah, like let me not make this null and void or dead on arrival, Chris. Because if he would have said that,
right,
he would have said,
right.
this is dead on arrival and probably would have laughed about it. Craig Melvin probably would have been laughing for the last hour, you know, after that's right. After Scott Brooks said it, and wouldn't have time to do his news on NBC. But anyway, yeah, it just feels extra.
And remember, he coached him in Oklahoma City too.
Right. I mean, he loves the guy. He feels good about him. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things helped your job. Has made you millions. You know what I mean? Like you got an affinity for him. You have special feelings for him and whatnot. So I get all that. I just think this is off base. And I think if people were to really take a look at other point guards, the triple double. I said it before. When he gets them, Chris, at one point, you know, when we looked at it, the OKC
when he was
rookie,
the when year he was MVP. Right.
Man, they had a way better record when he did it. And that was. Helped me to sign off on it, that it wasn't just, you know, hey, I got 8 assists, I need to get 2 more, you know what I mean, and another loss. You know, stuff. It wasn't that kind of basketball. But second best point guard, I just have 4 words. No way, no how is he the second best point guard ever in the NBA.
There's
Stop.
No way. I got Steph Curry as the second best. I know you
no
don't,
way,
but I got Steph Curry.
No how.
I don't see how. Like you said, it would be asinine to put him ahead of Magic, which obviously I agree. But this was dark. To put him ahead of Steph, to put him ahead of Isaiah Thomas.
I don't know.
Is it
the longer that Isaiah Thomas has not played, the more that people act like he didn't exist, that he didn't be Bird, Magic, and Michael during his prime, that he did it without a player of his equal footing. I mean, in a rough and tough NBA.
One of the things it is, Rob, and I mean, Scott Brooks is a coach. He's young, so maybe he's into this. I'm not positive. But the analytics guys don't, like Isaiah's analytic numbers aren't all that. Neither are Kobe's. That's why they rate Kobe lower too, the analytics guys. That's the only thing I can see.
Did Isaiah
see.
Win? My that God. Was,
Rob, I'll go a step further. I mean, look, and Westbrook, one of the indictments against him is he has played with Kevin Durant for 8 years, didn't win a championship, played with James Harden. I know they were pups, but they played together in Houston, and that didn't work out so well. Paul George, and now Bradley Beal. Rob, they're a 10th seed in the East. I know they're on a hot streak now, but they're a 10th seed.
But look how where
Isaiah
they were. They
Thomas,
were buried. They were buried.
Right. Isaiah Thomas had no, with all due respect to Adrian Dantley, who was a Hall of Famer, Mark Aguirre, who was a number one pick and great.
And Joe
in
Dumars
Dallas,
is a great player
and
in
Joe
his day.
Joe Dumars, who's a right. Hall of Famer, with all due respect to them, and they would admit it. I'm sure Dumars would. I don't know about the other two. They weren't close to Kevin Durant. They weren't as a Kevin Durant. They weren't a James Harden. And Isaiah Thomas beat Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and Larry Bird with those guys. So come on, like
that has to count for something, doesn't it? I don't get it. Doesn't that count for something?
Yeah, this is and this is nothing against Westbrook. It's almost even hard to. I mean, Westbrook, I guess, is a point guard, right? It's hard to categorize him. You know, 2 point guard, 2 guards, again, like Iverson. But you put him at the point, but difficult. It's just his style is hard to play with and win with at the championships because he has won. He's won 11 playoff series. He's been to the finals. He's been to, several conference finals. So he can win, But he hasn't been able to lead it as the number one guy. He has yet to even win a playoff series, I believe. So
and here's the other knock.
Durant was hurt.
Yeah, and a buddy of mine, Ted Sobel, he's covered sports for a long time, and he made a point. He was just saying that the point guard also is supposed to make everybody else better around him.
Right.
Does he really do that, Chris? I'm not so sure. I think Ted has a point that as great as Westbrook is individually, I don't know if he makes the other guys better.
Nah, you don't think. And again, I don't think Iverson did either. I think that.
That's another one. He was just great on his own and players played around him. So I think that that's the case.
And they both got, Iverson didn't get nearly as many assists as Westbrook. Westbrook may lead the league again for the third time, I think, in his career. So he gets a lot of assists. But, Rob, you know, like, a lot of times that assists aren't the only measure of making your players better and getting guys involved. You know, like, because a lot of times you're going up for a hoop yourself and you dump it off to a guy. You can't get anything, so you give it to somebody else. You know, so Magic Johnson's assists were a lot different than a lot of Russell Westbrook's assists. And so, but anyway, we're going to give you guys a chance to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob and I don't get it. No, for all his greatness, Russell Westbrook is not N-O-T. The second best point guard ever, and we say that without any hesitation whatsoever. What do you think? Where does Westbrook rank among the greatest point guards of all time? Is he second? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. Folks, it's amazing. I mean, seriously, you cannot beat it. Here's another reason why. Because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in America that take credit cards. I mean, are you serious? Get a Discover card today. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Westbrook, second greatest point guard of all time. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Nathan in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Rob and Chris, y'all are the best, man. Thanks for taking
the call.
Thank
you, buddy.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about that statement all day. He's not the second best point guard. He's the second best Iverson I've ever seen.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like that.
There's no way he's a point guard.
I think that's a good argument. And Kendrick Perkins, Rob, you know, friend of the show, doing a great job over at the other network, he came out and said Westbrook's better than Iverson. I think that's an interesting debate. You obviously don't think so, huh?
Well, he's a reenactment of it. I mean, maybe his statistically, maybe. But
yeah, that's
an argument I haven't thought of.
but it's not always like I get the stats thing. But what Iverson did with that team, Chris, to get to the finals and win game one against the Lakers, there's something that's there that with Dikembe Mutombo and a cast of Cosby kids. I mean,
Eric,
let's just be honest. Am I
George
right?
George Lynch. Shout out
right?
George Lynch. Clark.
George Lynch.
We're not ripping
Coast.
Those guys, Chris,
right.
But they were the
they
Cosby
knew what
kids.
They were Aaron McKee.
Right.
But Rob, you heard me say it earlier, Rob. Larry Brown, who you think is the greatest coach ever, don't you think that
college
was a huge part of that? And I think if you give, if you put Westbrook with Larry Brown in that similar situation, I think he could build a team like that around Westbrook.
But the other
and they
thing
might
too,
do it too.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it. You know, the other thing too with Larry Brown, and you know I've said this to you before, is the way he stripped down Chauncey Billups as a point guard, Chris.
Right.
And what he turned Chauncey into, Mr. Big Shot, and Chauncey, of course, became the NBA Finals MVP.
Chauncey was a bust.
Right.
Before he
until
got
he
to
got
Detroit.
To Larry Brown. Yeah. And he didn't like Larry in the beginning, and it all worked out.
Well, and, Rob, what I heard, and you probably there in Detroit, so you heard, I heard like practices for players were so frustrating with Larry because you couldn't get through, like you couldn't play 5-on-5 because he's stopping it every 5 seconds.
Right.
To correct you. You know,
he
no,
was,
no, stop,
he,
hold on. This is how you show on the pick. No, you know
was,
what I mean? Like all
yes.
that.
He was one of those guys, but he knew what he was doing. He really, I think he's a great coach. All right, Christopher in New York, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Christopher?
First, I want to say thank you, Chris and Rob. You guys definitely made quarantine a lot better.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we do. Where are you in New York? Are you upstate or in New York City?
New York City. I'm in law school, so I'm in Tribeca.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Sweet.
Wow, that's impressive.
What law school are you going to?
New York Law School. It's like a small private school in Tribeca.
Okay.
All right,
yep,
man.
Awesome.
Well, good luck with that. Stay, keep grinding.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys
I
are making
took constitutional
finals,
law but... once, and I had designs on being a lawyer maybe, and I took con law, and that ended that quickly.
Well,
I can't even understand the briefs.
You know what's funny? Like, we had the same thing. We had a journalism at Columbia. We had a law class because, you know, for people libel and suing or whatever.
Right.
I was in that class. My head was spinning.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I just couldn't do that.
Yeah. It's like, so more
so, Christopher,
power
that
you,
means you're
man.
Smart, all
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys made the right choice.
Yeah, I bet.
Nah, you'll have a great career. But what you got to say about Westbrook?
All right, so he's on my top 5 point guards. He's right under AI. I have AI as number 4, 3, Isaiah, 2, Steph, and 1, Magic.
So you just totally – I know you didn't see him, but Oscar Robertson, you just
– yeah, you're just too young, right.
Westbrook has beat all his triple-double records, so
that's fair because here's
no
the thing,
three
Rob.
Point,
and
no 3-point
and
line
love
back
Oscar.
Then. It's totally different.
We
different
all love game. Oscar. But Oscar didn't win much, Rob, until he got with Kareem toward the end of his career, and they won a championship. But in Cincinnati, when he was the guy, he didn't have much playoff success. So, I hate to say that because obviously Oscar is a legend, but it is the case.
All right, Christopher, thanks for your support. Appreciate it. Study hard on those finals. I know they're coming up. My final is Monday. And then my class is over. Then I start teaching summer school the next week. All right.
Mark. We got David. We got to move on. Mark, hit us up next
Mark
hour.
Mark will hit you next hour. Yep.
Big DA David Aldridge. We'll ask him about this Westbrook stuff in a moment. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is an absolute legend, and that is no overstatement.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's the editor-in-chief at The Athletic DC. Our man, David Aldridge. What is up, brother?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. We are good.
Man. Yeah, we're good. We're good here. We're good here.
I just want to know
what does it feel
like to be a Hall of Famer walking around, you know, knowing you're one of the greatest who ever did it?
old.
But see, you know what? Hey, let me say this real quick. I'm not going to eat up all the time. But when we started, Chris, you know, covering the NBA back then, the thing that was just amazing was – all the guys who were NBA beat writers, like the Bob Ryans and the David Aldridge and Mike Wilbons. And just, it was an, am I right, David? Back then, it was an unbelievable amount of talent of writers who covered the NBA.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fortunate thing, and Rob, you part of that as well, obviously. What I've always been very blessed with is we, you know, I came up with an incredible group of young writers, you know, and we had people all over the map. You know, I think like Curtis Bunn, who covered the Knicks back then, is a best-selling author now. You know what I mean? Like, we had people that covered the league that became columnists, that became authors, became playwrights, you know. And you learn from those folks, you know, and you listen to them when they talk. And I certainly did, and I think we all did. And, you know, it was just, it was a great time. It was a great time to cover the NBA. I'm so happy I got to cover the league in that era, because I thought the basketball and the camaraderie was as good as it's ever been. And I really appreciate that time. And I miss those days of travel, but, you know, I can't get up and down like I used to. You know what I mean?
I
wish I was 25 sometimes and could just go for 14 days out of the case, but I can't do that no more.
None of us can, man. We get it. All right, we're going to ask you a question that incorporates your era and every era of basketball. I think you're going to know what I'm talking about. I don't think I have to get too specific, but what is Scottie Brooks talking about?
Yes.
I mean, Dave.
We get it. He loves the guy. Right. We get it.
He's an icon. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. He'll be a legend. But what? But second best point guard ever? Come on.
It's look, I don't expect Scottie Brooks to say anything differently about Russell Westbrook. He's coached him for 8 years, you know, in two different cities. You know, Russ won him a lot of games in OKC. You know what I mean? So I don't expect him to be the most sober, you know, kind of dispassionate judge of Russ's abilities. Is he the second best point guard of all time? No. No, he's not. But that's okay. I don't mind, you know, Scott standing for his guy and standing up for his guy. But no, I don't think he is. I agree with him. Magic's number one on my list, too. But, you know, I can't put him ahead of Isaiah. I don't think I can really put him ahead of John Stockton, to be honest with you. I mean, Stock was great. You know, it's close. You can have an argument about that. You know, like, could have a real good argument about it. But look, is he top five? Sure. Yes, of course. I think he's top five. But is he two? No, not to me. But that's just my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right.
Nah, most people agree with you on that.
No doubt. Tell me.
I just can't put Isaiah 1-2. Isaiah 1-2.
I don't put him ahead of Steph.
Yeah, I put Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's Russ. Fair. It's funny. Like, you're right. I just don't think of Steph as a point guard. But you're right. That's the position he plays. You're right. You're right.
Well, and I think Westbrook's kind of like that too, right? Kind of the Westbrook-Iverson. Yeah. Like, are they a point? Or, yeah. I mean, I guess Westbrook's more of a point, but he's just a great individual.
Yeah. But no, you're right. Look, Steph's got three. So, you know, and Steph, right, you know, changed the game. So, yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
two of them came on food stamps, but that's another story. Stop. All right, let me ask you. Let me ask you about the Lakers. AD said that the Lakers are back after they won without LeBron. Was that last night? I'm missing the days.
Night.
Yes,
yeah.
Last night. Where are you on the Lakers, and how much has to work out for them? Obviously, it's not the ideal situation. LeBron says he won't be 100% probably the rest of his career. What do you make of the Lakers?
Yeah, they're not back now. I watched that game last night. You know, they won the game. They play well defensively, but let's not go crazy now.
Right.
You know, they had a couple of good things, fortunate things go their way at the end of the game, and AD made an incredible closeout, you know, on Composer's shot, you know. But no, I'm not going to say they're back, because look, right now, nobody's afraid to play the Lakers. Nobody. Who's afraid to play them? You know what I mean? Like, seven times. I'm not a player. That team without LeBron, with AD as the centerpiece, you respect them. You know, if they're going to play hard, but am I afraid to play them? No. You know, like, so, you know, That fear factor, that intimidation factor that the Lakers have when AD is healthy and LeBron's healthy, they don't have that right now.
D.A., how much, and I think LeBron looked, you know, he obviously played fairly well when he came back for the two games, but how much of this is father time? I mean, he's 36, 18th year. He probably would have been through this injury a while ago, 6-7 years ago. How much, you know, two of his last 3 years now, he's had a significant injury. And obviously last year they got the long break, which maybe that helped his body. How much of this is father time?
You know, I hate, you know, it's hard for me to say because every injury is different, right? We all know that. Like, you know, you can never tell. It could have been a freak thing. It could, you know, it could be father time. It could be. I will say this. It generally takes guys longer to recover as they get older. It does. You know, yeah, I'll say probably, I would say a good chunk of it is father time. But the difference is when LeBron comes back and he's healthy, he goes back to playing like LeBron again. You know what I mean? Right. Like, there's very little drop off in his play when he's healthy. And that's what's crazy about him at his age, that he's still able to play at that high a level when he's 100%.
Last thing for me on the staying out west. Why won't people believe in the Phoenix Suns?
It's funny. We just talked to Eddie Johnson, who does their games today for my podcast that'll be out tomorrow. Part of it is recency bias. You know, because the Suns haven't made the playoffs in 10 years,
right?
Until this year, you know, and people haven't seen them, and nobody's paid in, you know, unless you're a real hardcore NBA fan, you know, you probably haven't seen much of Bridges or even for that matter, Devin Booker, you know, who was their one, you know, star level player before this year. And they haven't been on TV as much as some of the other teams. So that's,
like
that's
New
fine.
Orleans Pelicans, who are on every day.
Every night.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, exactly. The 11th place team is on overtime. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, D.A., let me ask you this. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
We got about a minute left for your answer, but Rob and I both like Brooklyn to win it all, you know, presuming they're healthy. Yeah. But the one thing that gives me pause is I don't think we've ever in the history of the NBA seen a team play so few games together. Like, you know, they're stars and win a championship. It just seems impossible. Does that bother you? Like, do you think, I don't know what you got them picked to do, but is that an issue for you that they will have had probably 7 or 8 games together with their big three heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's somewhat of an issue. I mean, it's a question. It's more at the defensive end really than the offensive end. They're going to score 120 a game, you know. No matter what combination or if all three of those guys are playing, they're going to score. But can they get stops? Now, I know they've been better defensively the second half, but I still am not convinced that that's a team that can get multiple stops that you need in the playoffs. Maybe we'll see. That's why I think whether it's Philly or Milwaukee, and I think Milwaukee is actually probably a better bet right now to me, because Milwaukee, you got to remember, Milwaukee wasn't good in the playoffs last year, but they, you know, they didn't have P.J. Tucker, who they got this year in the trade deadline. And, you know, they didn't have Jrue Holiday last year. You know, those are two major additions to their team that make them quite different in a series. And if you think, like, to me, Milwaukee is the one team in the East that really they could play head up against Brooklyn. Now, I don't know if it will work, but they have the personnel that they could put Jrue Holiday on Harden, or they could put him on, you know, Kyrie, whichever one they think is better. They could put PJ on the other guy. They could put Giannis on Durant and live with the results. They may still give 130, but they can live with the results.
Dave, this is the only thing that bothered me about the Bucks. They got 49 from Giannis, playing at home with no Harden, and they barely were able to even win that game. That scares me with no Harden. Do you know what I mean? Like Giannis had to play out of his mind. And they barely won that game. That scares me.
That's fair. But I think I still think in a 7-game playoff series with days off in between every game, and it's one opponent, and you can lock in on that opponent. I just think from a personnel standpoint, they are the one team, even more so than Philly, that I think they match up. They can match up defensively with Brooklyn. Not that they're going to stop them. I'm not saying that.
I understand what you're saying. Right.
They can put people on them that can guard people that are, you know, as good as any other three people in the league. Right. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, you'll live with it. If Harden gets 30 on Jrue Holiday, he gets 30 on him. But you can live with that you can't live with them getting 45 and 12 assists. You know what I mean? So that's where I think they have a chance.
That's our man, the Hall of Famer, David Aldridge. We appreciate the time, brother.
Yes.
My gosh, appreciate you, man. Good luck.
Stay safe, fellas.
Yeah.
Peace, brother.
All right. Looks like your favorite NFL draft pick is going to be glued to the pine for a while. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And San Francisco 49ers made a huge splash in the draft. They made a lot of trades to move up to number 3 and select FCS, for those that don't know, Division 1 AA quarterback Trey Lance in the first round, who played all of one game last year at the FCS level. And Kyle Shanahan came out, the head coach for the Niners, and said afterwards, yesterday I believe he said it, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starter. You know, I mean, unless Trey Lance just comes out and lights it up and wins the job in training camp, right now, Jimmy G is the starter. And here's what he said.
Jimmy's definitely our starter right now. And right now there isn't competition because I don't believe Trey would be in a position to compete. Jimmy is too good of a player. He's got too good of a grasp of our offense.
Couldn't agree more. I think this is terrific for them. Jimmy G, they can let him go after next season. No issues financially. And then hand it over to Trey Lance. Remember, Pat Mahomes sat for a year. Now, again, if Lance comes out and just looks tremendous in training camp and just outplays Jimmy G and everybody can see it, fine. But they are a good team with Jimmy G. The main problem they have with Jimmy Garoppolo is the dude can't stay healthy.
That ain't why they didn't win the Super Bowl. It's because the guy can't coach.
No, that's fine, but they got to. Okay, that's fine.
It's because Shanahan can't coach in the big moments. And it is total nonsense. They don't want Jimmy G to be their quarterback. I'm going to tell you. They don't want him to be their quarterback. So why don't you just
– why don't they just trade him?
What's that?
Why don't they just trade him?
They should. They should just move on. Instead of doing this idea that, yeah, he's going to be the quarterback this year. If I was Jimmy G, I'd play terrible the first 5 games and then say, okay, now what are you going to do?
You would not.
Yes,
you
I would. I'd play terrible. All right, now go ahead, put
your
guy in.
Rob
the
Parker.
Whole idea is that he's not the quarterback. You don't go and do what they did because you think that Jimmy G is all that. You don't want him there. Just be honest. You would rather move on. If he's so good or so talented and all that, you wouldn't have made the move. That's all I'm saying. Is like it's a safeguard.
We know he's not the QB of the future.
But I'm talking about the same thing
KC did with Alex Smith.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm just saying in this case, what they did by moving up and giving up something to pick a kid who you just said they really think this kid is all that. If he's all that, then let him play. Put them out there. But they don't want to do that because the easiest way and the best way is to ease them in so that they don't look foolish by putting him out there and he doesn't play well and he loses his confidence. And people say, he's not really that good. I can't believe that they did what they did. I know what they're doing. And they hope that he'll progress enough and at some point they'll have to put him in because they have no other choice. But I'm just saying, once you've given up the ghost and you said that he's not that guy, just move on. Just move on.
All right, we got 2 hours left on this Trash Talking Tuesday. You know what to do. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.